With a recording time of, let's just call it lunchtime, on Wednesday afternoon, what are we, March 13th? I'm Todd Wright. Thanks for listening to my podcast. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. They support and participate in all Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming sold-out 2024 Todd Wright Tour Championship. They're not only playing in the event, they are providing the gift baskets for both of my winning teams. We will have a overall winning team. We will also have a winning team specific to Amen Corner. Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. 813-902-3576 or visit brandonlegalgroup.com for a free consultation. Pin Chasers, fresh off hosting the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay event that benefited greatly from the work of Drew Garabo, John Senning, Mike Olivero, Corey Cardinal, and so many people with 102.5 The Bone in Tampa Bay that I attended and supported as well. Pin Chasers does a lot of that for our community. They also have a fourth location now. It is in Brandon at 1001 Oakfield Drive. The phone number is 813-681-4783. Look at all these specials. The Sunday special. Start the week off right with Sunday bowling and drink specials. Unlimited bowling for just $12.99 from 9 to close. $2 Blue Moons. Monday they do Dollar Mania starting at 9 p.m. $12.99 unlimited bowling and dollar draft beers, Pepsi products, pizza, and hot dogs. That is 9 to close. The Pizza Bowl is every Tuesday starting at 9 p.m. Unlimited pizza and bowling for just $12.99. These are among the daily specials at Pin Chasers, four locations in the greater Tampa Bay area to serve you. Visit pinchasers.net for more details, lane, and party reservations. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com for podcast purposes, for golf purposes. If you ever want to get your business involved with Todd Wright Tour golf events, I would certainly love to promote your business, to send you some business, to make my players aware of your business. We can do that even independent of any cash you spend. Basically, help me enhance the event and give me something for my prize inventory that would send some of my players into your business for a marketing agreement. And I have these with various local businesses and have had many over the now near 10 years I've been doing Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. You can always contact me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Just a modest podcast here to praise the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for handling their potential free agent business as efficiently as they did. And granted, there's still things to be done across the National Football League, but if you ask virtually anyone who follows or is a fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers about the three players they were most concerned about returning to play for this organization in 2024, in no particular order, they would have brought up wide receiver Mike Evans, quarterback Baker Mayfield, and safety Antoine Winfield, all of which had expiring or voiding contracts that would allow them, if they chose, to hit free agency and potentially sign elsewhere. By now, all of you listening to this, whether you follow or are a fan of the Buccaneers or not, know none of the three are leaving Tampa Bay. All stayed all a little bit differently. Mayfield and Evans is close. Winfield stays on the franchise tag. Now, at least to this point, unlike some other players in the NFL with other teams that have been franchised, We haven't heard, at least I haven't, Winfield being upset at the franchise tag, or that the two sides, Winfield and the Bucks, are close to working out a deal while he is on the franchise tag. That window is still open for Winfield and the Bucks to agree to terms on a new contract, but Winfield will not be testing free agency. So Winfield, off a very impactful year on a Buccaneer playoff team that won a playoff game and competed in the divisional round against the Detroit Lions, Winfield stays. I'll just add one while I'm thinking about it. Lavonte David sticking around would probably run fourth here. I mean, at some point the Bucks will need to figure out what they're going to do with Tristan Wirfs, but that apparently wasn't as imminent, and there wasn't any heat, let's just say, that we know of from Wirfs' people. But David sticking around, considering what he has meant, his consistent level of play for many years, the respect he has in the room, in the building, and around the league, the fact that David stays is an additional bonus. And I only bring that up because I was just talking about Winfield and the defensive side of the ball. To Evans and Mayfield, both had the opportunity to look around, and I'm sure their agents helped them look around, see what other opportunities were out there. I was always of the belief that Evans would be of interest to many contending AFC teams, whether that was the Chiefs, who haven't had a wide receiver of Mike Evans' caliber since they traded Tyreek Hill. Now, to the Chiefs' credit, and I was talking about the Tyreek Hill deal yesterday in a personal conversation about Tua and the Dolphins, since trading Tyreek Hill, the Chiefs have won two Super Bowls. Tyreek Hill has won no playoff games. Tyreek Hill is the only reason the Dolphins scored in their most recent playoff loss at the Kansas City Chiefs in the first round this past season. So the Chiefs are successful without a big-time wide receiver. Many questions throughout the 2023 season about whether or not that would hold the Chiefs back. It did not. They overcame that despite problems of drops from Marquez Valdes-Scantling, continued issues with Kadarius Toney and whatever's going on between his ears on a regular basis. There were others that didn't perform. They brought Mecole Hardman back, and he ends up catching the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl after being reacquired from the Jets. Clearly, Rashee Rice has a future. I'm not going to put him in the category of Hill or Evans, but Rashee Rice appears to have a very bright future. Let's see what he has for next season and how the Chiefs will use him similarly or attempt to use him even more to feature him in the offense. As of the time of this taping, the Ravens have not, let's just say, replaced Odell Beckham Jr. Evans had basically double the numbers across the board or more of Beckham, who signed a one-year deal and earned about $16 million or more with the Ravens last year. Evans ends up getting a what in essence is a two-year, what, $41 million deal to stay with the Buccaneers. He will become their all-time leading scorer in franchise history early next season. He will become just the third position player, non-kicker, to lead a franchise in scoring all time. The only other two being Jerry Rice for the San Francisco 49ers and Emmitt Smith of the Dallas Cowboys. That shows you what a unique role, what a uniquely talented and productive and consistent player Mike Evans has been for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's not just the 1,000-yard seasons. It's the scoring element for Evans that puts him in very rare air, a future Hall of Famer, in my opinion, and many people's opinions, coming off a great year, where clearly, for at least the first half of the season, he was kind of the only offense the Bucs had before Rashad White started to find more of a productive role. Many question whether or not White is a true NFL running back. The Bucs and Dave Canales, and this is a challenge since Canales is gone, how do you use Rashad White going forward? Do you use him in a similar role? Do you use him differently to get him as many touches of the football, to get him in space? Or are you just comfortable with, look, it's what how we used him as a running back worked. We're going to continue to use him in that role until we know we have someone better. But then where do you put White? Do you put him as a slot wide receiver? Is he comfortable in that role? Is he more comfortable, you know, just coming out of the backfield? And it was very productive. While it wasn't a traditional, it didn't look like a traditional running back. It was still effective. But Evans stays and Mayfield stays. And I like how Mike Florio on PFT Live, ProFootballTalk.com, said on his Peacock show, you know, Baker Mayfield at least went to the, you know, to the edge of the cliff there and looked over the edge and was like, okay, what's out there? You know, he did it. You know, Evans did it. And in the end, he decided, okay, I'm not gonna jump at something, whether it looks like it's there or not. I'm gonna stay. And Evans may have done the same thing, and those two may have talked and said, yeah, let's do this again. Let's stay together. Evans might say, I like you throwing me the ball, and Baker might say, I like throwing you the ball. So Mayfield stays, and it's the opinion of Mike Florio, just one opinion, just quoting someone I respect that I used to have on my national shows for a number of years, that the only other real suitor, you heard things about New England, you heard things about Atlanta. Atlanta may have been interested. I even saw a scenario where Atlanta could have done Mike Evans and Baker Mayfield. And for those of you who shoot that down and say, well, no, that they wouldn't have had the money to do that, they not only did Kirk Cousins, they did Darnell Mooney. And if you add up the money per year on the Cousins deal plus the Mooney deal, it's basically a push, probably a little more than they spent on the combination of Cousins and Mooney, which also shoots down people saying, well, no, they weren't interested in another free agent wide receiver because they already have Drake London. No, they went out and they brought in another wide receiver. So I saw the potential for a package deal with the Falcons. The Falcons, to me, are a great fit for Kirk Cousins based on the way Arthur Blank runs his businesses, that's his type of employee, that he is a facilitator. He is a leader, a facilitator of the football to young offensive skill position talent that they have drafted highly in the first round in the last few years in Pitts, London, and Bijan Robinson. And apparently even Kyle Pitts has agreed to give up his number and go back to his collegiate number so Kirk Cousins can continue to wear number 8. So the Cousins thing makes a lot of sense to me, but let's say Cousins had wanted to stay in Minnesota and the Vikings GM, because apparently this was more the GM not wanting Cousins back than the coach of the Vikings wanting Cousins back. At this point, at least that's what we're led to believe. Florio thinks the only other potential suitor for Mayfield, once the Vikings were going to let Cousins walk, was Minnesota, and that maybe Mayfield could have made a little more money in Minnesota, but it wasn't worth it to Baker Mayfield to make another geographical change, to go to an organization where you're not sure what the future of Justin Jefferson is. They're making other changes at running back. I agree their head coach is one of the best play callers out there. So in terms of who's calling the plays, now that Canales is gone, sure, I'd give the edge to Minnesota, but there was too much change there, and Mayfield's had a lot of change in his life. He seems to like the Tampa Bay area based on everything I've seen as a fellow resident of the Tampa Bay area, everything I hear from a family aspect, it seems to work for him. And the Bucs got it done. And I put it as simple as this. You know, the average salary for a starting quarterback in 2023, not on a rookie deal, was roughly $37.5 million. That was the average salary for starting quarterbacks not on rookie deals in 2023, was $37.5 million. That's only going to go up. So let's just project $37.5 million times three. All right, so 2023, 2024, 2025. So 2 years at 37.5 is 75. Then you add another 37.5 to that, and now you're at what? You're at $112.5 million. 37.5 times three is $112.5 million. Okay. So based on last year's average of starting quarterbacks not on rookie deals, the average salary for a quarterback in 2023, 2024, 2025, what you can be expected to spend on non-rookie quarterbacks kind of starts at $112.5 million. The Bucs got those 3 years with Baker Mayfield for $64 million plus incentives. Now, the incentives can't get him to 112.5. He did earn over, I think he earned about $2.6 million in incentives last year. But based on the salary, the Bucs got, and it paid off in 2023. We don't know yet if it pays off in 2024. They can get away from this deal if they want after 2024. But they can definitely get away after 2025. The $40 million in 2026 is not guaranteed. Here's the way I look at it. The Bucs, that's not going to happen. That third year at $40 million won't happen. Either the Bucs will move on from Baker Mayfield before that happens, or they will be happy enough that they rip that up and do a longer term deal before we get to the $40 million in 2026. So that's not real. That's not going to happen. That's the out that the Bucs have. And if Baker plays as well as he played in 2023, I would imagine the Bucs would extend him by another 2 to 3 years before we get to that 2026 number. So again, in a market where non-rookie quarterbacks cost $37.5 million or more per year, the Bucs got Baker Mayfield at $21.3 million per year, saving over $16 million that basically allowed you to pay most of Mike Evans' deal. for what you didn't spend on the average salary of quarterbacks not on rookie contracts. And we'll just add one more thing, and I'm not telling a lot of you anything you don't know. It should surprise no one if the Buccaneers draft a quarterback this year or next year. And based on listening to Rick Stroud's podcast, Bruce Arians really likes Michael Penix Jr. Penix is local to the Tampa Bay area, coming off a hell of a run at Washington to get the Huskies into the national title game. There are concerns about Penix in the NFL in a faster, let's just say firmer, stronger game. Because Penix doesn't appear to excel on the move outside the pocket. Penix kind of looks like a traditional pocket passer, that his strength is get him the ball, let him set up, let him go through his progressions, and he's going to pull the trigger and throw a very accurate ball. It's kind of a throwback, and he's a terrific athlete, and Rick Stroud talked about this on his podcast as well. There is an injury history there, but some say that's part of why Penix stayed at Washington as long as he did, not just to try to win big, which he did, you know, a game away from a national title, to prove, hey, I'm healthy. You know, I know I've had the knee issues and the shoulder issues. I'm good. I'm healthy. So whether it's Penix this year or someone else, or whether it's somebody else next year, the Bucs could very well draft a quarterback for another option down the road, because they appear to be linked to Baker Mayfield for 2 years on this deal. They can get away after one, take $20 million in dead money if they want, if Mayfield bottoms out, if worst case scenario happens in 2024. But they could also redo the contract and do a new one after 2025, if things go well. So just a very efficient way. I mean, there are a lot of teams out there that are very excited about what they have done to this point in free agency. There are teams that have had to dump players. I mean, Buffalo has dumped a lot of players. Dallas has not been active at all. For those of you saying, yeah, what do you think of the Dallas situation? They're kind of looking down the road. Dak's deal, Lamb's deal, Micah's deal, all up after this year. They are currently sitting there with a projected just under $100 million in cap room for next year, and the cap will go up. A percentage of that will likely go to Parsons and to Lamb. I'm not convinced it goes to Prescott, unless Prescott takes the Dallas Cowboys to a conference title game or Super Bowl in 2025. So that's just my quick comment on the Dallas situation. But in terms of efficiency, getting back four players who clearly did good things this past year or before. You know, Baker was just here for the 1 year. It was a very efficient, credible job done by Jason Light and the Buccaneers organization to retain those four players in any particular order. Evans, Mayfield, Winfield currently doesn't seem unhappy on the franchise tag. Buys them time to work out a longer-term deal with Winfield, and bringing back Lavonte David for another season, and why not based on his production in 2023 and the respect factor he has within the organization. Job well done. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. You can email me at right.todd@yahoo.com, and we'll talk to you next time.